Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS and Camo X. It's a real fighty day here. Got Chris and Amy are haggling.
Dueling,
when,
yeah.
When I walked out of the Camo X office, Wheeler was screaming at our boss, Steve Moore.
But in a good way, though, an excited way.
I don't think you see the way it happens.
Oh, you missed the part where we were having fun. We're talking about the podcast, the baseball, the guest.
The part where you were having fun. If you guys would like to leave right now, we can all four of us just go out and have a nice lunch, because all I have to do is say one sentence and he'll go for 4 hours.
Oh, my God. I'm about ready.
The apostrophe gate and the fan interference in New York.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I need.
Oh, the
that's
fan
all,
interference.
That's, all he that's needs. 4 hours.
Oh, man. So you were in favor of the fan interference?
Oh, no.
I saw your
punch
tweets.
Those guys in the face, man. Seriously.
That one guy had a real dumb face, didn't he?
Oh,
he
really my did. God.
For real.
God. And there's actually, you know, I actually have less anger for those two doofuses. I almost said something worse.
Douchebags?
Yeah. Oh. I almost said, I almost have less anger for them than I do for the idiots at ESPN who are writing feature stories about them. Jesse Rogers.
My guy, Jesse.
I like Jesse, but that was He's the great. Dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It was
seen.
Pretty stupid. He was getting wrecked for it,
he
too.
Was, too.
He was,
too. I mean, the comments on that tweet.
What was his point?
He was just like, I'm going to pull it up.
I don't know if did he go and seek them out
he
or
did.
Just happened
so they were
to run into them?
They were at a bar.
Yeah,
and he went and found them, and his tweet was, met this guy, Austin Capobianco, the fan that interfered with Mookie. I was talking to him at a local bar when a bunch of other fans asked to take a pic with him. He was a beaut.
Ugh.
Story up soon.
So okay,
and then he quotes the guy saying, if it's in our area, we're going to D up.
But they literally could have broken his wrist.
Like,
I was so afraid for Mookie Betts' health for like a half a second, because his other doofus friend grabbed his other wrist. And if you're jumping on a wall and your wrist is bent at a bad angle.
Yeah, you're not part of the game, Sparky. Ugh. I mean, if you want to yell, you want to reach for a foul ball. If you like the Bartman thing, Bartman didn't do anything wrong. He tried to catch a ball that was coming into the stands. That's not the same thing as physically grabbing a player and trying to take the ball out of their glove.
Pry open the glove like a clam or something.
I'm with Amy. Like, they really could have hurt him.
They really
could.
I mean, if he sprains his wrist because he's coming down, because he jumped, he's in the air while they're grabbing him and he's coming down. If there's an injury there, and it didn't happen, so wonderful, but if there's even the most minor injury can knock you out for a week, you're impacting the rest of the series because you are breaking the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just came out today, like, because last night nobody said anything, but I think it came out today that they are banned from the ballpark for today.
Oh, I heard for life.
Well, I didn't see that they'd done that, but today's the last game at Yankee Stadium for the year. So, yeah, I mean, it's a simple rule.
Mm.
You don't touch the players, and you don't go on the field. Also, you do either of those things, you don't get to come back.
Degree, it's one thing to try and catch a ball.
Right.
It's another to hold a guy who's dangling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of the time, whenever that happens, there's a fan interference. Usually it's people looking up at the ball.
Yes.
They're not really paying attention to how close they are to the wall. And then they accidentally interfere and they will immediately recoil like, oh, no, I wasn't trying to get involved there. That's most of the time.
You got the famous cases, right? Like Jeffrey Mayer.
But I've never seen anybody grab the player and hold on to him and try to take the ball out of his glove.
Yeah.
If it's happened, I've never seen it.
Yeah. And then you get a meathead like Gronk. Rob Gronkowski is a professional athlete, and he's like, I went to high school with that guy. That was awesome. Like,
thank
dude,
you for hating
really?
Gronkowski is that your Gronk?
Would you? Yeah, that's my Gronk. I'm sure
he's
he would.
So right.
This is what I hate about a meathead like Gronk, though. Because if some idiot interfered with a live play in a football game, he wouldn't think it was funny. He wouldn't think it was cool. He would think that guy is interfering with my business. But when it's another sport, it's fine. It's funny. I'm Gronk.
Who are the guys? And I agree. We're best friends now. I actually get dumber every time I see his face. That's how dumb he is. He is an idiot. I can't stand him. But the two broadcasters on the call last night, the one guy goes, "Whoa, A for effort." Why would you?
Yeah, not funny.
That was
You're
not
an idiot.
Funny. And I don't know if he just kind of like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And he knew it right away because his partner said, well, they're going to be, you know, watching the game from outside the stadium.
Yeah, the former player, John Smoltz, is like, yeah, you don't touch players. You don't do that. It's not, I mean, it's very, I understand if the player falls into the stands, you know, put your hands up to protect yourself, maybe push them off you, whatever. That's a different thing. But yeah, no, that was bad all around.
I know.
And the worst part is these two idiots are going to be famous and they'll probably get a podcast out of it.
Yeah, probably. I know that New York is New York, and I know that they're not literally monolithic, but there are a lot of people in those stands that look like that guy. Right?
Kind of.
A lot of them look like you made a face out of an apple.
I would love to make it a New York thing, but that stuff happens in every city.
I just mean the way they look.
Yeah, no, they look. I mean, the guy.
Judging on appearance.
Doesn't the guy's name is Capo Bianco. Isn't that cap like white captain or white boss? Like a capo is a boss. Bianco is white and Italian.
It doesn't have to be about race.
No, it's not about that. It's just like he's even got a mob
I'm
name.
Telling you.
Oh.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Wow, yeah. That's inappropriate.
We're going to need you to stop taking this supplement superstore stuff.
Hey, listen, man.
So do you know what this reminded me?
His name means white guy.
Hey, since you've been on the supplement superstore
stuff. It's a mob joke. Good God, man.
Kevin, do you think you could take both of those guys at once? Since you're so.
And why?
Jacked.
Yep.
They're down to zero.
Like, at the same time, if they tried to fight you, could you take them?
He's really thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't know. They're pretty heavy.
So, I've never seen anything like this. The only other time where I was just flabbergasted, and to me, this is even more bizarre, but 20-something years ago, Ty Domi, when he played for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Is it Domi?
Yeah.
Domi.
Oh,
I thought it was Ty Domi.
It is.
Probably is.
Anyway, I was like, that's a new hockey thing. Yeah, Amy just like, taught me.
No Ray me. Sorry, Ty Domi. Yeah. Probably thinking.
Good to grind it to a halt about
that. Would you rather fight Amy and Rach or just Andrew?
I would not want to fight ladies.
Yes, thank you.
So, Amy and Rach.
Yeah, so you take them on then.
Well, no, but speaking of, a fan jumped into the penalty box.
Yeah.
And they fought.
Yep.
Like, he was giving him trouble, and he jumped into the penalty box. That's like,
yeah, you get what you get.
Oh my gosh, he deserved that.
Yeah, I think you just do on the ice. Let them fight until one of them falls.
I know that not everybody agrees with me, but I do feel like if you get onto a field or on the ice, mm-hmm. which doesn't happen that much, but if you get onto a football field or you get onto a baseball field, if you get trucked by somebody,
yes.
fair game.
Whatever happens to you happens to you.
You yep. deserve.
I absolutely. That means if you're severely hurt, I think you deserve it.
If you run out on the highway and you get hit, it's not the driver's fault.
Yeah. Like if you run into a football field and one of the guys, a linebacker, decides I'm going to smoke this guy,
yeah.
and he hits you, he spears you with his helmet, and
too bad
you break limbs. That's what happened to you. Yep. Sorry, I have no sympathy for people who do that.
Nope.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
If you're a player, you don't know what their intent is.
Yeah. They could have a knife. They could have a gun. They could, What'd you guys think of the Nick Bosa thing?
Oh, well, I mean, in like bigger picture, for people that missed it, Bosa took the opportunity this past weekend during a press conference to basically endorse Trump. Right? That's what he did. He made a political statement.
His teammate was talking, and he jumped into the press
interrupted,
conference.
Yeah. And that in and of itself... Who cares? I mean, do what you want. You know, you want to stump for somebody, stump for somebody. What's interesting, though, is now that we're past this, first of all, I think it's a little rude to do that to your teammate. But secondly, now all of a sudden you don't want to talk about it anymore. I think that's interesting. Like, you're going to insert yourself into the conversation, but now you don't want to talk about it anymore. Which, by the way, fine. I mean, I'll say the same thing for him that I said for Colin Kaepernick and anybody else that wanted to make a political statement. That's up to you. It's cool. You can do whatever you want.
Sure.
So the second issue that had triggered Wheeler was the apostrophe gate, which is the Joe Biden saying that the supporters of Trump are garbage. And let me take it a little bit different direction, which is the way it went in the office. At this point, what does or could move the needle? Like, we're saying, like, yeah, no one cares. I mean, like, people are going to get excited about it, and they're going to argue about it, and they're going to tweet about it, but no one's going to change their vote.
To be clear, the part that makes me mad about that story is that it's getting so much talk. Because it's such a dumb thing. Because the argument is the White House is putting it out with an apostrophe there, saying it was a supporter, apostrophe S, a supporter's thing, because they think he...
Pretty clever in their part.
Put it this way. I don't know what he meant. If you listen to him, it could mean either one.
Yeah.
It could go either way. So clearly, the White House is going to make it sound like he was talking about Tony Hinchcliffe, I think was the point, because he made the garbage joke, and Biden was attempting to make a garbage reference there. And it sounds like it could also mean just supporters in general. It literally sounds like either one of those things.
He needs to shush.
But like the idea that anybody's going to be influenced by something that someone is not in the race says is kind of weird to me. Like, he's not running. He's not saying anything that's even close
the way we
to the insults
it, though,
leveled by another guy.
Here's what bothers me. We're not covering it like politics. We're covering it like if we were all reporters in a third grade indoor recess tattling on each other. That's the way we're reporting.
We're reporting it like the Yankees story, which is why the two of them came together.
Yeah.
Well, it talking about moving the needle, I didn't think much could happen to move the needle. I am wondering if the kill Tony joke ends up doing it for Puerto Rican people in the country, people like in Pennsylvania, because it does seem like a lot of them did really take that personally. Yeah. And people who might have been on the fence, either not going to vote at all or
I agree with you
thinking about voting for the other guy. Now they, I don't know. I did see a story. Who knows if it's true or not? And if it is true, how many times has this happened where there was a woman, and I cannot remember what state, but she had already voted, early voting. That happened on Sunday. She went back to the polling place wanting to change her vote, and they told her, well, you can't. It's done. You've already voted.
Once you put it in, that's it.
Yeah. So I wonder if that if stuff like that has happened. I wonder if people are like, oh, no, screw this guy. Now I am going to vote. Maybe not, but maybe it does. I think the Biden thing realistically does not move the needle very much because the people who might have felt insulted were already going to vote. And they were already going to vote for Trump.
Yeah, because it's not going to change anybody's mind. It's does it move the turnout needle? I think the Tony Hinchcliffe joke about Puerto Rico being a garbage island, it could motivate a few more voters who are going to vote that otherwise wouldn't have. The thing with the Biden comment, it's so bad on so many levels. I mean, shocking, this man is president of the United States. Insane to me. But Kamala Harris was giving the very best speech of her life on the most critical speech of her political career. And this guy does a Zoom call. And because his mental faculties are diminished so much that whether he meant it or he was just like, oh, like, I don't, you know, I like ice cream.
Yeah, he was about to say he was from Puerto Rico.
I married ice cream. Who knows what he actually meant by it? Yeah. But here's the thing. We do know, I know, as someone, like I said, I watched it 10 times, 15 times. It was subject, right? Verb, and then direct object, and then he paused, and then it was another start with a predicate. There were two distinct sentences there. And you could say, well, he's an old man, sure, but he's the president of the United States. He definitely meant, I think there's no question he was saying Trump supporters are garbage, but he hit on the one vein that is the vein that the media didn't pick up on 2016, which is the alienation of more moderate blue-collar Democrats and then also more Republican-leaning voters who felt like they are just looked down on as a basket of deplorables. It was kind of the worst possible thing he could say.
Yeah. I don't want to defend him either because I don't know what he meant. I'm not trying to read his mind. It was a stupid thing to say. It was a stupid thing to do. And it proves exactly what Amy's talking about, that he's not there. He's not all there. And he shouldn't be making those statements right now. He should just be letting it be.
And to take that a step further, I do not understand why he was doing that Zoom call during her speech.
Ridiculous.
There was no reason for him to be doing anything during that speech.
Nope.
With Matt DG, Ass on KMOX. Rachel, let's talk to Joe on line one. Joe, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
No, I was wondering, with Amy being so outraged with President Biden's comment, maybe if the Republicans would have been so outraged by Trump's comments back in 2015, 2016, we wouldn't be in the predicament we're in right now.
Do you mean me, or do you mean Republicans?
Yeah. Well, I mean you and Republicans. Yeah, I assume you are a Republican, and you were in 2015, 2016.
Yeah, I've been Republican my whole life, and I've never once voted
for
Trump. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I just don't understand your outrage now at President Biden's obvious gaffe, which is an obvious gaffe. But then you sit here with Trump, and he's got 100 gaffes every day. So why don't you be outraged every day with
Trump?
Have
you listened to me on the air since 2019?
You're a Republican that you do not take offense to him every single day.
Yeah. I think I do.
Yeah,
sorry.
Try listening to the show, dude.
I think I do. I've actually...
Well, hey, dude, I know you too, dude. And we see each other all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have never once heard Amy defend anything Donald Trump has said.
We had
not one
I'm not
time.
Saying, I'm not saying, you're not listening to me. I'm not saying she's defending him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if you're going to be outraged every day of what this guy does.
Yeah, I will.
Every single day.
I'm gonna appreciate the phone call. I'm going to step in here. I host a show with Amy, and I hate her guts. But I don't know that I have ever heard her defend him. In fact, she does criticize him all the time. And we have people telling her that she is a rhino or that she's a closet Democrat.
Guess what?
Because she goes after him, and he deserves it. I'm sorry, but he does deserve it, and she does it. And I think she's being nothing but fair when it comes to Donald Trump.
And I've been honest with Donald Trump to the point that I have a lawyer, and I send all the horrible hate mail I get from Trump supporters, because it's always on the right, and I send it to my lawyer because I don't like to read it. I don't like to be called the C word because I criticize Trump. I don't like to see really inappropriate images because I criticize Trump. So I give them to a lawyer who looks at them to make sure I'm safe. So if you're going to call in and say that I'm doing something very wrong, I'll give you the benefit of a doubt that maybe you don't listen all the time. Otherwise, you're not
10 to 1
listening.
Every day on KMOX.
Otherwise, you're not listening because, like I said, if anything, I'm afraid that I say too much, criticize too much because like people get tired of it.
The bad news is the lawyer she's given them to is me, and I just throw them away.
Yeah, just toss them.
Would you guys know,
I don't know what to do with them.
Not to get too inside baseball, but of all of the things that we talk about over time, where does the most anger come from? From outside the building.
To me, from the right.
It's always MAGA supporters that are mad at all of us. I mean, that's the crap we get. So nobody is ignoring his stuff. Nobody. That's my point. I don't think it's right to... I know it's hard because this is what we were talking about with you and me and Steve earlier, right? Is that Joe Biden does this ridiculously stupid thing. Trump does it 14, 15 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And CNN's covering this like it's a big deal. And I know people are just tired of it because Trump does it all the time. But that can't be the defense. The defense can't be, well, he just does it so much. We expect it. But when we do criticize those things, all we get is anger.
Yeah.
All we get is feedback. You guys just hate Trump. Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, if the stuff that he says doesn't bother you, then what Biden just said shouldn't bother you at all.
Well said.
Well, both of them bother me, but one of them has hundreds of examples of it, and the other one has a few.
And that's why, like we said, and Ranj and I have said this so many times, that you look at both sides, right, and you're talking about what's happening. It was a huge strategic mistake for Joe Biden to say. If I were Kamala Harris, I'd be livid. But it is so overwhelmingly one-sided that it's not even comparable with how much Trump says, right, and all of the horrible Hitler statements or grabbing women by the you-know-what, that we talk about it as much as we possibly can. I don't know what else to tell you.
DGS on KMOX. Coming up at 3 p.m., we're going to do another day of Halloween content between 3 and 4 p.m. Remind me again, what's today, Andrew?
Today will be your original stories.
Oh, yes.
As well as your interview with...
They're both about Amy and Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There were once two spooky, annoying people who never stopped.
They haunted
yelling.
Andrew's office.
That's actually great.
Andrew's just mad because I keep telling him I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, he keeps whispering to me in the microphone.
He's sensitive that way.
He is.
He keeps whispering into the microphone that he's going to kill me. And it's super gaslighty because it's super loud in here. And you guys can't hear it at all.
I guess we just have no HR department.
No.
I watched the whole video for nothing. He's threatening to throw Amy off the roof.
Yeah.
I haven't done that months.
It shakes the glass and hear it so loud, but you guys can't hear anything. And so it's like super guess. So I'm just like, They don't even know what's happening.
Oh my gosh.
But I am whispering into the microphone, I'm going to kill you.
You can't do that.
No, you
can't. It's not how it works.
It's really funny.
That's the problem with HR. They're like, well, there's not enough subtlety to even get a toehold.
Yeah.
And Steve would unfortunately agree that it's really funny, especially, like I said, in here when it's
that's the
loud.
Problem with when Steve's the HR guy.
It is almost Halloween.
He appreciates a joke too much.
It's a good bit.
Nothing to help you.
But then we will also be playing the Father Halloran interview that you did. You were the one and only person basically ever to talk to.
Yeah, Father Halloran was he was the young priest out of the three in the exorcism that gave birth to the Exorcist movie. And I interviewed him 2 days before he passed away.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'll give you a little, let me just kind of spoil it. I interviewed him for an hour. We're going to play about 10, 12 minutes of it, but I interviewed him for an hour, and this is like my first month of being a talk show host. And so did his head spin around? No. Did this happen? Did he puke, green puke? No. And I'm frustrated with this very old man, and I'm like, well, what did happen? And he goes, and he's just this tiny little voice. He's very old at the time. He goes, well, the bed levitated about 12 inches off the ground.
Oh,
I'm like, whoa.
Sheesh.
That's a thing.
No, there's a moment where Dave's like, so did you... And then he was like, well, and, you know, I did, you know, question my place with God in the universe then, of course, because of that. And that was after he had been talking to me with the demon's voice for like a couple days.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he was speaking dead languages and shooting Pez candy out his eyes, but this could have been a really different interview, Father.
And it all started with a Ouija board.
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah, straight from Toys R Us, I'm sure.
Oh, is that right?
Maybe.
You want to cleanse the palate and do a report card?
Ooh. Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, I have here the report card of trick-or-treat snacks. So what you're going to do is we all have to act like Congress and negotiate A, B, C, D, and F. Here we go. Sixlets.
F.
I'm not even 100%.
They're low-rent M&Ms.
Yeah, I thought they were like fruit candies.
No.
No.
Okay.
They're little chocolate things,
they're little
right?
Whoppers.
Oh, is that what they are?
And they happen to be my favorite.
Uh-oh.
A.
Of course.
No, F.
F.
What's oh, I know those.
Dave's like, I feel attacked.
Can oh, Dave, those are F minus.
Amy screamed.
Yeah. Can you just get kicked out of school? Like, what's lower than an F? That's what sixlets should be.
In school suspension.
Sixlets is on suspension.
Yeah. Oh.
Popcorn balls, homemade.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Also F.
Can we move sixlet, whatever they're called, up to D?
Are you trick-or-treating in the Great Depression?
Next, gruel.
Wow. Apples with razor blades. Where's that?
Fly soup.
Day-old oatmeal.
Popcorn balls, actually, F.
Yeah, here's the thing. The trick-or-treating, it's got to be about...
Trick-or-treating.
It's got to be about chocolate. If you're giving me popcorn, I love popcorn.
Well, these are not all about chocolate, so.
If you're giving
me, because if they're just chocolate, candy, it's just like, okay.
If you can't leave out popcorn, Starburst and all those.
I'm not happy about it. Any other day,
ball.
30th, November 1st, you give me a popcorn ball, I'm elated. I'm ecstatic. Not on Halloween. F.
The Corn King doesn't want the popcorn.
You're spending too much time with Wheeler. That was a very Wheeler rant you just went on.
That's a good job, Andrew.
Twix.
Oh,
ooh,
C.
Love them.
It's a B. Yeah, it's at least a B.
B plus.
B.
B plus.
Could be an A.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll see
B
what
plus.
Else is on the list.
Yeah.
Okay. Chips.
Like potato chips?
My family, not my family, my neighborhood, they hand out chips a lot.
Yeah, yeah, no, that happened. I agree. The little lunch size bags. Yeah. Yep.
Put them in
really?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in a D.
F.
Yeah, chocolate. D.
F plus.
I've never even heard of that.
Reese's Cups.
A plus.
C.
Shut up.
Ooh.
A lukewarm
C minus.
Well, that's
really?
Stupid.
What do you not like about the Reese's?
Peanut butter.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that is a barrier to entry.
I know this is like un-American, and I apologize. I dislike myself for it, but I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter and chocolate.
That's absurd.
It's
not absurd. It's stupid.
Knew you were a commie.
I am. I think it's Marxist-Leninist, please.
It's wrong.
No, that's
Amy
me.
Marxist doesn't like peanut butter.
You're who Biden was talking about.
He was right for once.
Garbage.
Maybe
it's
that Joe
garbage.
Guy was right.
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, A plus.
I'd put that in the B.
A minus.
I could do B. It's pretty yummy. Bam.
A minus.
You got Snickers on that list?
I do. Snickers.
A plus.
Yeah. That's number
it's
one.
It's got to be a B Trippy plus, A minus. Yeah.
A plus. Or B.
You guys put your chocolate in the freezer like I do?
Sometimes.
No. Sometimes. No. If I ever get the Lindor, the little chocolate balls.
Look at you, fancy pants.
I know, right?
Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Things are going well for me.
Sometimes I treat myself.
Those are great out of the freezer.
$4 at CVS.
You know what's great out of the freezer, too, is like just cookies. Like, put your chocolate chip cookies in there.
Why'd you say it's sexy?
Because I love cookies.
Hey, girl, put your cookies in that freezer. How about?
Hey.
You want Thin Mints in the freezer.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Thin Mints rock out of the freezer.
I can't eat a room temperature Thin Mint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost can't either because I've had them in the freezer and they're way too good.
Elevates them.
Smarties.
C.
I would do higher, personally.
Higher than a C?
Yeah, I would do an A or a B. I love Smarties.
An A?
I love
for the bank candy?
You just went on a whole rant about it's candy. Not chocolate. Are Smarties chocolate?
No, but they are just as good as chocolate. See, if they're as good as chocolate, they can be on the list. They're perfect. They come in that little, the perfect serving size. That's a flawless serving size. A self-contained little roll of Smarties.
Like six.
Okay.
Like any small-sized candy bar?
No, because that's not a good enough.
You probably like Dum Dums too, don't you?
No, I was just saying it. Perfect serving size, like any small candy bar.
Shut up. A fun-sized candy bar is not a perfect serving size, but a roll of Smarties, flawless.
So you wouldn't want any more Smarties than what they give you?
Oh, well, I mean, I'll take down like eight of those. Sorry.
Between you and Wheeler.
It's in the air. I've been going off on people, too. It's in the air. I feel it, Andrew.
I'm a little emotionally wound up today.
Yeah. I feel fine.
Smarties.
Two left. Candy corn.
Oh, come on. It's the
B.
Oh my god!
This is why we play the game.
Wow.
Candy corn is
I love candy corn.
D minus.
I'm the one who ate that whole bag.
Is there a corn you don't like?
Not
popcorn
really.
Popcorn balls.
If there is, I haven't found it.
Not on Halloween. Don't even give him popcorn balls.
Candy corn should be expelled altogether.
No, candy corn's delicious.
Full size Snickers. I'm sorry. Full size Hershey's.
Oh, just plain chocolate?
Yeah.
C, B.
Full size. An A or a B. Hershey's
more
is
doesn't,
great.
Hershey's more doesn't
is
necessarily mean better.
Chocolate.
Hershey's is good
it's
stuff.
It's not the worst, but.
It's
name
not far from
chocolate.
The worst.
A worst chocolate?
Well, let's see.
Just
what's
chocolate.
The,
just plain chocolate, yeah.
Plain chocolate.
Oh, well.
What's right, the what's the stuff? Ah, man, I can't drop the name of it, but the bunnies are always this brand.
Cadbury?
No, Cadbury's okay. No, it's a total garbage.
Oh, Russell Stover?
Russell Stover is okay, but it's no Hershey.
I did not anticipate this.
We got Russell Stover.
I got Russell Stover.
Russell Stover.
I can't stand them.
Russell Stover ain't fit to wash Hershey's boots.
No one younger than FDR has ever been to a Russell Stover's.
Hey, the truffles you guys made, those should be A's.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, okay. Russell Stover.
So in A, we have Snickers and Reese's. Doy. In B, we have Twix and Sour Patch.
Okay.
In C, we have full-size Hershey's and Smarties. In D, we have chips and candy corn. Mm-hmm. And in F, we have Sixlets and popcorn balls.
Yep.
I mean, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. That's how you do that. This.
That's pretty good.
What's everyone's favorite?
Peanut butter cups.
Reese's.
Oh, Snickers.
Snickers.
Yeah. I mean, or Smarties.
Snickers
I love
has
Smarties,
everything.
Man.
Yeah.
Snickers has everything.
So if it was down to one candy bar on Earth.
That's it.
Snickers.
That's it.
I think okay. I would do Reese's.
I don't even think it's close.
Or Kit Kats. I do like Kit Kats.
I also like Mountain Almond Joy.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You do.
I bought her one the other day and she was elated.
You guys got any York peppermint patties? You probably love that, don't you?
I wouldn't say no to a butterscotch.
Butterscotch and peppermint, not my favorite, but.
Do you have any clove gum?
Black licorice.
Do you
mean black licorice?
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts.
I like those.
Oh, do
you do?
Yeah. I got them in my car right now.
I'll tell you what. My dad loved those.
You have to live through the Great Depression in order to like circus peanuts.
My dad did not live through the Great Depression.
Yeah,
that's what
get
I mean.
Her.
You shouldn't. Mm. You didn't either, Dave.
No, I just like them.
I live through the Great Depression every time I come into work.
What? When I was a kid, I liked them, but I can't remember when it stopped. Like, I remember I bought a bag of them, and I'm like, these are not what I remembered.
As soon as you had
did they get
agency?
Worse?
See, I like the snap, and then there's a little bit of a banana thing going on.
I'm just wondering if, some of the...
Hey, Andrew. I'm parked right out front in the boot, in the back of my Jeep is a bag that Julie Lally gave me for my birthday.
Yep.
And there are circus peanuts. Why don't you grab them?
Mm.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Faith test?
Everyone has
what's
to
a,
eat three.
What's
no.
a boot? What's the boot? Is that the back part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you keep them, you keep your peanuts in a boot?
In the boot. That's right.
Gross.
Like just a fireman's boot?
It's all about the boot.
Where they can collect the donations at the
Oh, by the way,
the
speaking of Julie Lally, who we all love, right? She's always setting us up with 10-pound chocolate turkeys and such. It's National Publicist Day.
Oh!
And she was asking, where's her love? So we love you, Julie Lally.
You're the best.
That's awesome. Julie's the best.
She is the best.
You got a 10-pound turkey?
Chocolate turkey.
Chocolate
There's
turkey?
A chocolate turkey in the office.
What?
From Bissinger's.
What?
Because I'm an employee.
You're an ambassador now.
You're a chocolatier.
Yeah.
Wow.
Had to join a union and everything.
I'm going to go look at it.
Go ahead. It's in my office.
Like from Wizard of Oz.
Like what from Wizard of Oz?
There's a chocolate
the lollipop
turkey.
Gang? Isn't that a, is there like a chocolate union?
I think it's the guild.
Yes.
Lollipop guild. Yes. Good call, Rach.
The lollipop guild.
I'm working on my pension now.
It's made of candy.
You have to pay dues?
They pay me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at it.
I mean,
to toot my own
you
horn.
Saw the candies.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, those are good.
I took to it. 152 DGS on Camo X. I can't believe Amy and I are even friends. She didn't know that the $6 million man fought Bigfoot.
Well, that's what, when you first said that you got a gift with the $6 million man and Bigfoot fighting, I thought, wow, they custom made your two favorite things fighting.
People do things like that for me, Amy.
I was like, that's so
random.
It's
like ChatGPT, you know, okay, make me this.
I 100% thought that.
It was my world, I'm telling you. When because Sasquatch was, he was being controlled by aliens, duh. And Steve Majors really tried to take it easy on the woolly one, but he ended up beating his ass. But they were friends in the end. They ganged up on the aliens and got him.
That's right.
Cool.
You talk about an episode, man.
Oh.
The Bionic Man, Bigfoot, and aliens. Like, epic. God, it's so good.
There just were aliens epic. In the Bionic Man show?
Yep.
Oh.
Those are the only ones I remember. The ones they sent Sasquatch down as like a, you know, a trooper or something like that.
Has anybody ever done the math?
They jumped a few sharks on that show.
Oh, yeah.
has there ever been an estimate of what the $6 million man would cost today?
Yeah, $6 million is like a pretty nice house in Ladue.
Yeah. You're building a whole bionic man. You think it would be like $40, $50 million at least.
Yeah, you think it'd be like a billion.
Okay, so the original show was... Oh, wait, hold on. I want to make sure I'm reading this right. He would be worth $32 million today.
Yeah, again, not bad.
So he would be the $32 million man now.
But technology's different.
That's true. But also maybe faster and cheaper because you got more, you know, assembly parts.
I just remember from Top Gun, the airplane was worth $30 million because that's what the captain said, or the admiral.
Yep.
Right? So that's the 1980s F-14 is worth $30 million. I feel like the Bionic Man today be worth like 100 maybe.
I saw a thing that made me laugh. I'm going to build a bonfire this weekend because it's, you know, bonfire season. And I saw a thing on TikTok saying there's always one white guy at a party that feels like it's his duty to keep the bonfire going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guilty.
Oh, is that what you do?
Oh, man. I don't have to drink. I don't have to talk to anybody. Just give me the fire.
Are you also the grill guy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Can you do both at the same event?
Guilty as charged. I can do that and make chocolates. Yeah, all three.
All three at once.
If I don't have to entertain anybody. Yeah, if I'm just doing
those jobs.
You
got the conveyor
jobs.
Belt to your left, the grill to your right, the fire's over there.
Oh, heaven. Pure heaven. What do you guys do like that that's kind of dorky but gives you great satisfaction?
Oh, just my day-to-day, I guess. I don't know.
My day-to-day.
We do this dorky like everything, I guess.
Listen, I was born in a middle class family.
I do like being grill guy when people are over.
Yeah.
Like you want your burger this way, you want your burger that way, you want some chicken, you want some fish. Yeah, I got you.
Why are you talking like Trump?
I don't know.
I think I'm worthless. Like,
yep. Raji's just nodding.
Yeah. I show up to parties and I don't have a thing. I'm not like the food girl or like, oh, I brought wine.
You don't,
or I
you don't bring anything?
I don't bring anything. I'm like, oh, I forgot to bring something. And then I'm there and I'm not the cleaner upper. I'm just there. I think
Do
about
this
a lot. Do
you not bring things on purpose?
No, I think. So Matt Pajeski, our producer, says I like, quote, create chaos or something, or I have a chaotic aura about me. I think like I'm always like, oh no, I'm late to the party, and I get to the party. Like, I brought myself.
Got your own weave?
Weave? What do
What's
you mean?
What's that
Fake
the weave.
Hair.
No.
Yeah, I know.
He gets
a dance?
It.
No, like
Trump's weave.
Trump. How
like
he
you get your own version of
concepts
it.
In and out. Genius, he says. You haven't
oh,
heard this?
No.
Yeah, he calls what he does the weave.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Amy's not a genius.
I call mine the art of the deal. She comes like